Those, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's roll.
We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. And again, all week long, we're being hosted by the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship at UMass Dartmouth. Wonderful facility. We can feel the entrepreneurship all around us. I want to thank our host, Toby Stapleton, and also my co-host for this particular interview, David Soper. Hi, David.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks. So are you feeling entrepreneurial today?
I am. I've actually had a chance to talk with some of the entrepreneurs in the other room, and I'm just feeling the vibe.
You're feeling the vibe. Well, you know, I'm actually getting juiced about the next one, because we're going to be speaking to Louis Gonsalves.
Yes.
Okay. Of Juiced Cafe. Welcome.
How are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you doing?
Great. Great. Beautiful morning. Ready to get this rolling.
So how did you decide to get juiced?
Well, I feel like there's a void in the marketplace right now for a healthy eatery. So a juice bar, smoothies, healthy food for people of all ages. We need to eat better, I feel.
Louis, tell us a little bit, when we were in the green room there, tell us a little bit about your start in the world and what you're currently doing to help fund this venture and your background.
We don't mean when you were born. We mean start in the business world.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant when I was born. Oh.
No, I know.
Well, first of all, it started when I was in the military. I was a helicopter mechanic, fresh out of high school, joined the military. So I'm a U.S. Army veteran. And I was always, I used to fix helicopters. And while I was fixing helicopters, I always cut hair. So I thought, you know, the military, I think I like to take my own orders. So I got out of the military. And when I got out, I went to barber school, which the U.S. military funded with my GI Bill. Opened the barbershop in 1999. So opened the barbershop, and it tend to just grow and grow and grow to a point we have three barbershops, a hair salon. We have our own commercial building that I just finished building recently on the busiest street in the city, Plymouth Avenue, which houses our main barbershop, which has 11 barbers, three hairstylists. And we always knew that something needed to be done about people's hair. So now...
always use more hair.
Yeah.
I could always use more.
Yeah. The more the better, right?
Yeah.
You can always, as a barber, you can take some off, but you can't put it back on. So you got to be careful. So
I keep looking for that barber.
You might have found me. So I know that in my lifestyle, I always worked out, try to take care of myself. And there's others, you know, like me and just people of the newer generation just take care of themselves more. More 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds are exercising, even older. And we just need a place to eat. So... I feel that we need something that's not going to damage our body, like fast food and all these options that aren't good for you. And I know if there's a person like me that wants to eat something healthy, aside from Dunkin' Donuts, where, you know, I love muffins, and the muffin has 55 grams of sugar, that's not good. So I just feel like a juice bar would be pretty good, and all natural juices, all natural fruit smoothies. We'll also serve burritos, bowls, smoothie bowls, different things that get you energized and have no additives and all the bad stuff that harm your body.
So, you know, it's interesting. I understand, you know, first of all, thank you very much for your service to the country. And it teaches you a lot about discipline and how to get things done. I know that. I understand the entrepreneurship, the barbershop. I also understand the health, but you have to learn about food. I mean, healthy food is something you have to study. So how did you sort of fall into that hole?
Well, in my household, we're very health-driven. My wife's a phenomenal cook. She's really a health freak. So I think that I eat well. I eat pretty well. But her diet's flawless. She doesn't take in anything bad, and it's just that's how she's always eaten. So I've adapted more to her ways, and my children have. And I think that if more people ate a little bit healthy, you have more energy. You have more energy. You get more things done. You're better spirit, better body, better mind.
Interesting. So you're saying your family's lifestyle is the impetus for this juice cafe? Are you going to be using any of your family recipes, or is this going to be standard juice fare?
No, we're going to incorporate recipes from our family and our friends. A good friend of mine owns a successful restaurant. He's been helping guide me along the way. And the great people that I met at the E for All program, in which I was a part of, the winter program, I met some amazing people there that helped me along the way. And they just guided me also with some knowledge in more in business, more in depth, because like we spoke about, a barbershop is a little bit different than a restaurant. So I'm just happy that I've met some good people to help me help guide me in my venture.
So, you have the barbershop and you have the juiced cafe. You're going to run both businesses right now?
Yes.
Where are you going with them?
Where am I going with them?
Yeah, what's the goal? I mean,
the goal for the juice cafe is just like my barbershops, just try to create more. So right now we're taking it slow. We haven't opened yet. We're opening at the end of the summer. We're going to build a format so it can be replicated. So we can open one in New Bedford. We can open one in Seekonk. We can open one on Thayer Street.
You're looking for a franchise model, more or less?
Yes, exactly.
So you're looking for people to buy into this, or are you looking to just open them yourselves as company stores and then have people come in and run
them? Do you want to control it, or do you want investors?
I'm a little bit of a control freak, I guess. So I want
good
control.
For you.
No, it's not that. It's just that when you like things done a certain way, they need to get done a certain way. If we can get past, you know, five stores maybe, then we could talk about franchising it. But I think right now my focus is on the first one. And after the first one, we continue to move, you know, throughout the South Coast.
So what have you done over the last, say, 3 years to continue to get noticed, to grow your businesses? Over the last 3 to 5 years. Right now, the advertising and the marketing arena has really changed, and it's really become a different landscape than what it was even 3 to 5 years ago. So what have you done as a company to try and keep up with that kind of change and how people are actually trying to find services?
Through social media. I think that's the new way. You know, it's not a knock on the old way. I just think that times change, and you have to change with the times. If you don't change with the times, they'll pass you by. So social media is a very, very big market. And with the Juice Cafe, we plan on using social media to the fullest with Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. A lot of people eat with their eyes. So yeah, we know we have to be very visual in what we do and allowing people to see what we're offering. Without even being, they can be in the comfort of their own home and see a smoothie bowl in which they never heard of or seen, but might see it and want to come down and get one.
Good. So you're centrally located. What are the things about your business you think are going to attract people? Do people know you as the haircut guy, and now you're opening up a, you know, are you known as a barber, and now you're opening up a different shop? Or are you known as, you know, kind of an entrepreneur and a forward thinker in this region?
Yeah, I think that around my peers, I'm looked at as a forward thinker, entrepreneur, not just strictly a barber, because a lot of people know I've been doing real estate for some time. So I think that they know that there's many tricks up the sleeve to try to make the community better. This is just one step, and my plan is to help make Fall River grow and give people opportunity and change the landscape and mindset of the people of this area. Because I love going to different places and seeing thriving communities and successful small businesses, and I plan on, you know, helping the city.
It sounds like you really want to give back. What currently are you doing with the community to try and give back? Have you thought about them? Something or a project that maybe you could work on to give yourself some exposure and help the community as well? Are you giving back as a company?
Yes. Right now we do a lot. We support the Nelly Foundation. I don't know if...
What is Nelly?
Yeah, tell us about
it. Okay, Nelly. The Nelly Foundation is... it's one of my barbers. His niece had recently passed away from cancer. She was only 17 years old. And we did a lot to support her. When we opened our business last year, we raised $3,000 for her in 3 hours at the barbershop and hair salon on Plymouth Avenue. So that was great for her, great for her family. And she's one of the, she has a lot of, very, very, very large following in this area due to being a popular cheerleader that was diagnosed with cancer. And the beautiful young lady, she passed away, and we're very good friends with her parents. And as I said, her uncle is one of my barbers, and we are going to help promote her business, her
foundation.
Her foundation, I believe it's July 29th, I'm be corrected. And the Nelly Angels, there's an angel foundation event that's, they're trying to break the Guinness Book of Records over at Durfee High School.
Okay.
For having almost 1,200 people donned in angel wings and halo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're going to help promote that. We help whatever the mom does.
Do you have a website that they can go to find out more information on that?
Our website is sheergeniusbarbers.net, and we're going to have a link to the Nelly Foundation.
Great.
It's great having you on the show today. It's going to be fun tracking you over time. Will you come back again?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I appreciate
you having
me.
We'd like to have you back and hear how you're doing and your model. I mean, it's quite interesting.
So tell people where the juice bar is going to be.
Yeah.
How they can, will they be able to order online? Are you going to open up a website where people can order online? Tell us a little bit about what's going to happen over the next 60 days or so.
Juice Cafe will be located on 1475 Plymouth Avenue. You will be able to order online through your mobile phone, or you can come by. It's going to be quick takeout. About 15 seats in the place,
yep.
But more predicated to quick grab and go food, something healthy. And our website will be up soon. We're just finalizing our logo, and once we do that, it's a all out marketing blitz.
Can you make us a concoction for David?
Yeah. That can happen.
He needs to get juiced.
David looks like he's in great shape.
He doesn't look bad for a 30-year-old.
Yeah. Thanks.
Right. My name is Jeffrey Davis.
I'm David Soper.
Yes, he is. And we've been speaking with Louis Gonsalves and of both the Juiced Cafe and also what's the name of the barbershops?
Sheer Genius Barbershops.
Sheer Genius. Wow.
And Miss Sheer Genius Hair Salon.
Almost makes you embarrassed not going there.
I know.
And we're going to take a break thanks to our friends at UMass Dartmouth, and we're going to come back after these messages.